I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
7:02, meeting called to order. Have a quick roll call once again. Mr. Wildberry?
Here.
Mr. Komazak?
Here.
Mrs. Young?
Here.
Mr. Bennett?
Here.
Carlton Roby here. First on the agenda, we'll look at our previous minutes, July 10th. I think it was all done.
So moved as public.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Panett is here to present the final mitigation plan for the Select Board's approval.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
I believe you've all seen it.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, yeah.
Very thorough, once again, as always.
Well, we had a little...
Yeah, that's
good.
Why
we keep, that's why we keep her around. The state, at this point, the state has it approved, pending acceptance by the Board of Selectmen, by the town. So two things. We just need a signed copy of the signatory page that I can then send a fax up or have it. If I can figure out how to use the copier or the scanner, then I can send it up to them. Or I could take it up on Friday. And then the other thing, the minutes have to reflect that the selectmen accept and approve the new plan as it's written. So basically, and I think Andrea's done that before, she's included that in the minutes.
Yep, maybe that could
I'll
be
have a copy of the minutes.
A motion.
Part of the motion. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Young, would you like to make that motion?
Yes, I make a motion to accept and approve the mitigation.
The
I don't know what the exact...
Kenya's 2017 all-hazard mitigation plan.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. As I so read.
Second.
Second. By Mr. Wildberry. We'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do you have a copy of the, or is that right here?
That would be, whatever was printed off. Yep.
Do you have that, Andrew?
Right here, I think this is
I think it's that.
I didn't see a place for signatures.
Right here.
Page 7-3.
So you just need one copy of that.
So as long as there's one copy of that,
she can stand.
And what's going to happen is all, and
you like me offering your services?
When the final binders come in to get redone from Jane, each one of them will have a copy of that, and this gets the state to their next step, and it shouldn't be more than a couple of days, and they should go give us the blessing.
Really well done.
Yeah, there were only a couple of modifications that the state asked for. She's very good at it.
Just while I know I was reading through it. I was reading through all the recommendations and the priorities, and a lot of them talked about grants for some of these. Is there, do you know if any like grants that are in motion either by you guys or the fire department or some to address some of those that are in the mitigation plan yet?
None that I know of at this time. A couple that Dennis spoke of about were a couple of culverts on North Road, so that they were in there.
Yeah.
Again, most of those grants are going to be 50-50 grants.
Uh huh.
So if we apply for a grant, then the town is going to have to come up with 50%.
Yeah.
This type of grant process is also 50-50, but what happens is the work that the committee does
is the match.
Counts towards the match. So that's why it winds up not costing the town anything in the long run to do these plans.
Good.
Time.
Mrs. Sarah?
There are a few things in the plan that you might take into consideration during the budget process.
Ms. Sarah has actually given me some information that I have forwarded up to our field rep for some school items that were listed in there. So, though there's no grant funds at this time, and there weren't project funds available at the time for those specific things. They were on the alert, so if there is grant money that comes up, they'll be able to, our field rep would be able to let us know. We can work on that.
So, here you go. So do you want to make him a copy, so you need a copy of that, or?
If you want, you want to just scan it and send me a copy of it, and then I can forward it up. And the same thing with the minutes, Andrew, if you don't mind. That's easier than me trying to figure out how to use the scanner. Are there any questions that, about the, anything you read in the plan that you had, did anybody have?
We're close to the same that we've been following.
Yeah, the format, some of the format stuff changed a little bit, but generally speaking, it's pretty close to what the plan was 5 years ago, so we revisit in 5 years.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for your efforts. Appreciate all your help. Forward, we have a letter of credit, Candia Crossings, extended until August 12th, 2018. I don't know if we need a motion to accept that, but I don't think so. But just to let the board know, letter of credit. Been renewed. And we need to authorize the payment and payroll checks.
Wow.
And accounts payable. Mark, could you do that?
Thank
please?
You. weekly payroll and accounts payable manifest. Payroll, 20th of July 2017, $16,492.47. 27th of July 2017, $16,409.01 for payroll, subtotal of $32,901.48. Accounts payable, 20th of July 2017, $158,170.71, of which $126,000 warrant articles to trustees. 27th of July 2017, $44,549.78 for accounts payable, subtotal of $202,720.49. Grand total, $235,621.97.
Mr. Dan, would you move that, please?
I will move the payroll manifest and weekly payroll as stated.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Next up, we have a new business, and I have a letter in here of recommendation from the fire chief. Would you like to speak on that, Chief Young?
Sure. I'm sitting to my left is Laura Lingar. Lingar?
Yeah.
Lingar.
Laura?
Who is actually moving to Candia on Wednesday, lives in Concord, comes to us, well, originally from Danville. She's a paramedic at AMR now. She's been working in the city. Her partner's been actually Isaiah Susi for a while. And she's going to come and join our fire department, and we are thrilled about that. And she also wants to be a firefighter eventually too, so I highly recommend her to the fire department. And we had to fight Ed Gannon and Auburn to get her because he wanted her too, so but we got her, so.
There you go. Would you like to make a motion, Mr. Dan, considering?
Yes, I'd like
point
to
Laura, effective today.
The fire chief's recommendation of Laura Lingar appointment to the Candia Volunteer Fire Department.
Effective today.
Pardon?
Effective today.
Effective today, the 24th of July.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Aubrey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Laura.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Mr. Young.
Thank you.
Yep.
Let me use that.
Yep.
Business, Mr. Komisar, did you have anything? Mrs. Young?
It's probably Mark, but there's voting tomorrow from, I'll wait till we get to him, so how's that?
I think you said it, great, 6 to 7 tomorrow. That's all I had.
Yeah.
Go vote.
Six AM.
Yes, I do. Reports from the recycling center. I have May and I have June, and the reason they are later is because I had authorized Chuck to go on vacation and get things done that need to be done and get the reports to me later. And that's what he has done. First thing, he came back from vacation. He's got May. It was 71.48 tons of municipal waste in May. The Candy Recycling Center also sent out 52.2 tons of C&D debris during the month of May. The total amount of waste processing during May of 2017 was 123.6 tons. The recyclables, mixed paper, 7 bales, 11,569 pounds, 5.78 tons. Cardboard, I'm going to jump forward to 5.14 tons. Number 1 and number 7 plastic, 3.5 tons. Tin cans, 2.707 tons. Aluminum cans, 1.14 tons. Glass, one load, 20,680 pounds, 10.34 tons. This generated 26 bales in May, and we generated on the 5th of May $529 in revenue from dirty aluminum, $675 for number one steel, $1,469 in revenue for light iron, and $1,739 for steel tin cans, for a total revenue generated in May, $4,412. June, landfill, 64.24 tons of municipal solid waste. There's a total of 127.04 tons of waste processed during 2017, June of 2017. We ended up having 30 bales created during June that weighed 41,009 pounds for a total of 20.5 tons. That included electronics. There were 47,229 pounds of that. Cardboard, 10.05 tons of cardboard, which generated $1,562.90. There was a number one and number seven plastic marketed for a revenue of $390. The recycling generated approximately $1,952.90 during the month of June. A lot of time involved. That brings us up to date on that.
We were questioned on that last meeting and we followed through. Very good. Anything else? No business?
I do.
Can I ask a question about this report? Joyce Bedard, Patton Hill Road, just because I've never heard you give it before. When you say revenue, is that after salaries are paid? Or is
no,
that revenue for the recycling?
Income.
Okay.
From that they got checks from.
Cool. Good question.
Just curious.
Yeah. No.
Do you have anything else, Mark, except a little bit on the election?
I have one more.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had asked about excavating last town, and not everybody had an answer. I went on to the Department of Revenue Administration, and there is and a form that has to be filled out for excavating, prior to excavating. And it's just like a...
Timber.
So what I'm saying is that there is a form to be filled out, and I might keep this in our record so we know what it is at that point.
For information.
It's information, that's all. Because we were talking about it last time, and there is that form for it.
Our office is aware of that.
Huh?
Our office is aware of that.
Well, it's in case anybody else wants to look at it.
I mean, it was sort of general statements, so I wanted to see what it was.
I don't got anything else.
Am I supposed to be here tomorrow? I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't flip over the table. That'd be gauche. Thank you all that are coming. Thank you.
I move for.
Do you have something you want to say?
I was good. I'm probably gonna. We're all set on that. I'll entertain. Is anybody in the audience?
Yeah, one quick thing.
Yes,
a couple
sir.
Meetings ago, Carlton asked me about paving the parking coming into the park and a spot out back. The section coming into the park would be around $3,500 to $4,000 to do a strip across the back. I don't know how wide. Were you thinking just one parking width or going the whole way?
I thought we'd leave two parking widths on the side and just pave the middle.
Just pave the middle, so like a 20-foot strip down the middle by stopping out like where the phone poles end there or going all the way around?
Well, I was hoping to hook it together.
Okay, so it would be that would be about the same amount of money. It's so almost the same distance footage-wise, so it'd probably be around $7,000 to do the whole thing. The reason I ask is we're going to do small paving jobs next Wednesday, and if it was something you were thinking of doing and you wanted it done this year, that would be our opportunity. But I just wanted you to know. And Sue's happy we're doing small paving jobs. It's going to get rid of the puddle on Peel Street.
What do you think, Mr. Commissar?
Oh, yeah, I'm real happy.
I don't have it in my... in my Parks and Rec budget, so.
That's why we're bringing it up here, because we know it's not in the budget, and in the Parks and Rec budget. Would you like to just put that number aside in budget for that, in the budget season next year, or would you like to...
Can we try to find it?
Consider it in...
I'd like to get it done this year, if we can.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
How about... did you have a project for the... I know that's not the Moore Highway Fund project, but...
Do I have a project?
Do we have that project picked?
No, because last year, remember, there was some error in calculation, and I only had $1,300 in that account for some reason.
Who calculated that? The interest should be the same.
The trustees?
That was the number I received from the trustees.
What's wrong with
normally, it was between 11 and 13.
They missed a zero. I wasn't here, so I didn't have a preview to that conversation.
Don't ask me, and I wasn't in a position to argue, but normally we get between 11 and 13, and they said that the year before there was some miscalculation, so there was only going to be $1,300 in there. That was what I got from the trustees. So I don't have a project for it because I didn't know what the number was going to be this year.
Well, let's get a project picked and let's see how much I'll have. We'll get on that. The trustees will give us a number. Would you like the number first?
Yeah, it's good to have the number first.
See if you stop the paving after 2 inches.
That obviously that's an error because it's been $11,000-$12,000 for 8 years here since I've been.
Yeah, and they said there was an error in the calculation the prior year that gave us more than we should, and I don't know how that works because it's a fund that it has a fixed amount of income.
I'm with you.
The fund's over $300,000 now, so $1,300 didn't sound right.
They missed the zero.
I'm not a trustee, so.
So someone will follow up on that?
So if you want to let me know by next Wednesday, if you want to do part of it or none of it or whatever.
What, are they going to grind that in?
What's that?
They're going to grind that in?
No, just pave over. I'm not grinding nothing in on Wednesday. We're doing some milling of joints, like where we're patching in on North Road, Merrill and stuff. But we won't have a reclaimer. So I think that's fine just to pave over.
All right. No rock sticking up to it?
Not really. If there is, I'll make sure they come.
He would do that for us. What do you think, Mr. Cumberland? We have to make a decision here tonight, because next Wednesday, so I don't know.
Can we look
do part, this year, do the first part this year, and do next year do the same amount, and do the rest?
Well, if we have the money, though.
I mean, it's up to
if
you.
If we have the money in that more fund. Can't we?
No, we don't have the money in the MORF fund. That's not for the MORF park. That's for the highway MORF.
Right.
Highway
okay, MORF. So we can't use
that's
that.
A fund
it has to be a
for highway
okay.
improvements.
Town
highway right. improvements. Specific. Unbudgeted for.
Do you have anything
you,
left?
You prefer it being done this year for a reason? I mean,
no, I just... Everything's been put off so long,
yeah.
So it's time.
I prefer
if any opportunity to get caught up is, I would advocate.
But I mean, if we budget it, I mean, budget it to get it done. But I'm not. That's all I'm thinking of. No, not to put it off. It needs to be done. Yes.
Well, it's been needed to be done. It's been.
If we look at the budget report, as I recall, it appears like we could have $7,000. Available. Let's put it that way. I mean, if we look at the projections through the end of the year.
$7,000 available from where? Or for
well, from different places.
Oh, I'm hoping we got more than $7,000.
Well, that's my point. That's my point. I guess my point is to take $7,000 from our budget this year and put it towards that. I think it's a good use of money. Maybe the rest of you have a better idea or another idea? What do you think?
Well,
instead of waiting and waiting.
Well, we're waiting
a
year is what it amounts to.
Yeah, we'd be waiting another season.
Yeah, and you'd be able to put it in the budget.
I don't have a copy of the budget yet in front
of me. I usually do, but I don't. But
have you?
I don't have my phone either.
Do you think I'm going to have it left? I doubt it.
No, not necessarily from that. I just think, I know we had over 100,000 last year.
I wasn't privy to putting a budget together, so I really, not,
well,
I'm not.
Yeah,
from experience.
I didn't mean to catch you off guard.
No, that's fine. I
no,
asked
it's a
you,
good,
no, it's a good thing, and
yes.
If you're going to pay Wednesday, we need to do
right.
it.
I just happen to think that we will have the $7,000 or $8,000 to finish that project if he can do it on Wednesday. I just, from experience last year, we had over 100,000 left over. I don't think we're going to be spending our last $7,000 or $8,000. But without my phone, I can't tell you the exact trajectory.
I don't need to know until next Monday, so if you just want to go over your numbers.
Well, no, we have
well,
to
we
vote.
Have to do it in a meeting, I think.
We have to vote here for this. If we're gonna,
I mean,
if
will
we're
you support that? If it's
the money.
What do you think?
Make a motion, Sue. I'll second
it. I'm trying to get the feel of the board here before I
make a motion.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty confident that we won't overspend our budget.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't
so I'll
secondly,
make a motion.
I'm also confident that if we follow the procedure, we should budget for these items so everybody gets to see them when we vote.
Right.
At the public hearings and the budget committee.
Okay.
Not that I always agree with everything, but if we're going to follow due process, if we really thought the end of Moore Park was really rough and we wanted to pave $3,500, I would go along with that.
Okay. So I will make a motion, understanding what you just said. I think we try our best to budget as accurately as we can, but I think there's sometimes a shifts in it, and this might be a good opportunity to the tune of approximately $8,000 to get that done.
The front section, the $3,500.
Oh, you're only, you don't want to do both? You said another?
I just said that. I just said that.
Carlton just said do the front stage.
I'm probably not gonna vote to expend $8,000 out of a budget that I don't have in front of me, and I don't know where the end line is. But I'm pretty confident that we got $3,500 to get the front part fixed.
Okay. Well, I'll compromise on that. I'll change it to 35, between 35 and 4.
I'll second that.
So Susan made a motion to pave the, you're gonna pave what, the, over the existing asphalt?
Yeah, the four, you know, the split right up to the new curbing, the brown sign, and up to where it ends by the playground.
So a motion was made and seconded to pave the entrance to Moore Park. All in favor?
Aye.
I'll go along and.
I'm opposed.
When the budget is.
I'm opposed.
Very good. So, yeah, if we want to pave around, we probably ought to budget for that.
It's coming right up, budget season.
I know. Right around the corner.
I don't know. We just voted on something that I'm thinking. You know, we talk about it every year here, that our roads that we base coat don't get top coated because we don't have the money. We talk about that every year.
Yes, we do.
And then we just sat here and voted to spend, I don't know how many times, $3,500 divided by 80. How many tons is that, Dennis?
Oh, I forget what it was. 40 some, 50 something tons.
50 ton, 50 times 80 is 4,000. So we, instead of putting 80 ton on our highways, we're going to put it on the Moore Park entrance.
You can always reconsider your vote.
I have a hard time. I try to fit everything into my brain, but man, sometimes it's just a lot going on here.
Well, don't let peer pressure.
There's no peer pressure on my side. None whatsoever. That's why I think all the time. I think of what I think is right for the people.
I agree with you, and that's why I venture in the vote.
I go through all my decisions.
So, on that note, if anybody else is thinking like me, I'm just, it's just what it is. You know?
This wasn't even talked about last year.
No. I'm just saying, you guys give me a chance to do something to Moore Park, I'm going to take it.
Exactly. About that built-in swimming pool.
I'm not going to reconsider my vote, but I'm going to make that public record that I voted and then I thought about it, and that's what I think.
And make note that I appreciate him not doing that.
So, that's that. But that'll give us all something to think about next time.
Is the roof leaking, then it's the right thing to do. It's not a leak.
Yeah.
But we all make mistakes, and that's the way it is. So anybody else got anything from the public this evening? With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move.
7:30?
Move to adjourn.
Second. Mr. Dan, all in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.